I am thrilled to announce that number one in this year's edition of the world's 50 best restaurants, and therefore the world's best restaurant 2024, sponsored by San Pellegrino and Acquapanna, is Disfrutar!
And this is Filling the Sink, a podcast from Catalan News. And what you just heard was the moment that the Catalan restaurant Disfrutar was named the best restaurant in the world during the ranking ceremony that in the culinary universe is known as the Oscars of global fine dining. I'm Leah Beliaiva, your host. Last week, the internationally renowned ranking, the world's 50 best restaurants, held its 22nd edition in Las Vegas. And the restaurant Disfrutar, whose name appropriately means enjoy in English, went home with the top title. With this, Catalan haute cuisine added another star to its culinary sky, joining the likes of El Bulli, El Celler de Can Roca, and many, many more. On today's podcast, we will visit the restaurant and learn more about its origins. Joining me for the second time this week is Gerard the Scotch Folk. Welcome back, Gerard.
Thank you, Leah. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Indeed it is. So, Disfrutar is located on Carrer de Villarroel in the heart of Barcelona's Eixample district. And it became the best restaurant in the world. What a title! What is this ranking?
It's a list produced by a UK media company called William Reed, and it started only 22 years ago, in 2002, and it's composed of a panel of 1,080 culinary experts among chefs, restaurateurs, food writers, and it's 50-50. So it's kind of gender balance jury, we could call it, mm-hmm. and they are all anonymous. And there are no criteria that a restaurant has to meet. For example, they do not have to sell a certain product, they do not have to be open for a certain number of years, and they do not have to have won any other culinary accolade. So it can be the bar next door. So this ranking has restaurants from 27 regions in the world, and each is headed by an academy chair. Mm-hmm. And for example, this year, as you mentioned, the ceremony took place in Las Vegas, but in other occasions, it had happened in other cities around the world.
Okay, and how does this panel of experts that you mentioned before find this winner? Because I am not in any sort of way a culinary expert, but I assume that taste, it's kind of subjective, really.
Yeah, exactly. There's no list for the jury to follow across their tastings, but there are very strict voting rules. For example, they can only vote maximum 10 restaurants per year, and members must have eaten in the restaurant they nominate at least once in the last 18 months, mm-hmm. so 1 year and a half before they can vote.
And in addition to that, you actually also have to document that you have been there, so you have to show physical receipts.
Exactly, and in fact, members cannot be affiliated with the restaurants they nominate, and the top number one of the ranking, they qualify for the best of the best, which means they become gods of the worldwide cuisine.
They do. And 23 of the 50 restaurants on this ranking, they are located in Europe. But tell me about this number one, Disfrutar.
Well, this restaurant, Disfrutar, as you mentioned before, Enjoy, is run by three Catalan chefs, Mateu Casañas, Oriol Castro, Eduard Chatruc, and they won their third Michelin star. It's a big word, last November, so very recently. And in the past, they had ranked in second position in the best restaurants world ranking in last year, and third in the 2022 edition. So they've just been steadily climbing towards the top since they opened in 2014, only 10 years ago.
Okay, only 10 years ago, and it's been a huge success. But what does the restaurant look like? What type of style is it?
Well, it's a Mediterranean style, first of all, and it's very hidden on the streets. You can walk past it and you cannot realize that you just walked in front of the best restaurant in the world. Their facade, it's a very small facade with red ceramics, black ceramics, yellow. They are playing with this Joan Miró, this famous Catalan artist, painter, sculptor style. And once you enter, at the beginning, it's a long, narrow corridor, very tenuous, darkish. And you continue walking towards the kitchen. You have to walk in between the kitchen where you would see the best chefs of the world working. And then you appear in front of a large white dining room with a very quiet patio at the background. And if you go outside the patio, I didn't go, but what I've been told is that it's very quiet. You cannot even realize you're in Barcelona city center. Wow. But I said, I'm not going to go out because I'll leave it for my next time.
Well, I hope it happens. And let me just ask you, so when I think about these fine cuisine kind of restaurants, I also imagine that it has this exclusivity, this kind of posh feel to it.
It does. Just quick idea, they have tablecloths. So obviously that's already giving you an idea of what's the style like. But when I was there, everyone was so nice. They greeted you. They like let you walk in. Like they were like moving aside just so you could walk easily without no problem. So obviously you don't become the best restaurant in the world and you don't win 3 Michelin stars and 3 Repsol Sols, prize here from Spain with similar recognition as the Michelin star guide, without taking into account everything. I left there and I was like, amazing. I have no words. Great team, very kind people. It gives you the sense that you are being very well taken care of.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds very nice. I hope one day we can go there and taste the food. And speaking of that, what type of food is it?
Well, I'll let Eduard Chatruc, one of the 3 main chefs at Disfruta, tell you a little bit about the general Disfruta experience, and we can talk about it a little bit later.
Fantastic. Let's hear what he said.
Hi, good morning. My name is Eduard Chatruc and we are here at Disfruta restaurant in Barcelona.
Literally 1 week ago, you were in Las Vegas and you came back with the world's best restaurant award. How did you feel like at that moment?
So for us, it was a dream, no? If we are now number one, we are so happy. So we will continue to work, to trying to make new things, no? To make this creativity that is the goal of Disfruta. And to be here in the restaurant with our guests and to try that every guest that comes to the restaurant has a magic experience.
Disfruta is not the only restaurant that you have. You also have Compartir in Cadaqués in Costa Brava. What are the secrets behind those 2 restaurants?
Compartir is modern gastronomy, all thinking to share in the middle of the table. And here at Disfruta, what we try to do is to make creativity. So we try to make new techniques, new concepts, and try to make a magical experience through the tasting menu.
What the people coming at Disfruta will be eating?
Here at Disfruta, we have 2 tasting menus. So one tasting menu we call the classic one because it's with some of the dishes, no? More classics of the restaurant, and it's the menu that we think that it's the best for the people that comes for the first time in the restaurant. And after we have a festival menu, that it's a menu with new dishes, because here at Disfruta, there is a lot of guests that repeats a lot. Maybe they can come 4 times per year, and what we try is that every time that the guests come has a new experience.
Where does this passion, focus on creativity, innovation come from?
Well, we are 3 chefs that we meet each other. It's more than 25 years ago at El Bulli, and there we were the head chef during so many years. So creativity is our passion.
El Bulli was the best restaurant in the world for a lot of time. It placed Catalonia as one of the gastronomy hubs worldwide. Is Disfruta feeling the pressure?
No, for us, so we don't work to have these achievements, no? When we open Disfruta, we don't think at all, no, to have the 3 Michelin stars or to be the number one, no, on the 50 best. So Disfruta is a restaurant that we try to make all the best for the guests, and we try to be honest. And these awards are the fruit of our work. So this is not a present for us.
And what do customers go through when they enter the doors here and when they leave the doors?
What we try to make is that the guests feel so special. That's why when we are going to start with the menu, we give to our guests a paper with 50 words that describe the experience that we think that they must have. No? And of course that in these words you can find creativity, you can find gastronomy, but in these words you can find family, history, tradition. And it's that, so around the gastronomic experience we can construct a lot of emotions. And there are emotions that maybe when you are eating the dish, you can remember when you was a child. And people get this emotion, and there are so many persons that maybe cry.
What's next after this frittata?
No, the next for us is to keep pushing in the restaurants with Compartí Cadaqués, with Compartí Barcelona, with Disfrutar, and trying to do the best that we can. No, we always think that we can make the things better, so every day we can improve a lot of things, no, in the kitchen, in the service, and that's what we try to do.
Thanks to Eduard Chatruc for speaking with us. So this super trio of chefs, Mateo Casañas, Uriol Castro, and then Eduard Chatruc, they also have another couple of restaurants called Compartí,
which would translate to share in English, is, as Eduard Chatruc already mentioned, a different style to Disfrutar. For example, Compartí, their first restaurant, not Disfrutar, Disfrutar is their second one. Mm-hmm. In Compartí opened in 2012 in Cadaqués, in the Costa Brava, and now they have a second one, which they recently opened here in Barcelona on Carrer Valencia, in also the Eixample district.
In fact, very, very close to the Disfrutar restaurant.
And while Disfrutar is hot cuisine, Compartí, it follows a sharing philosophy. So, like, they serve food in the middle of the table, and people like a little bit of tapas here in Spain, mm-hmm. that you would consider that everyone picks a little bit from everyone. That's what
mm-hmm. Compartí. So, for. Not only the type of food that you eat, but also the way of eating. And returning to Disfrutar, Chatruc mentioned two menus.
Yeah, exactly. The classic Disfrutar menu and the Festival Disfrutar menu. Then there is a third special menu, which Eduard Chatruc didn't quite mention, which is very, very exclusive because it only can serve up to 6 people per sitting.
Okay.
Just so you have a clear idea of the restaurant, overall, each sitting has an average of 40 guests, and they are 60 workers.
Okay, that's really... So there are more workers per person.
Exactly. Wow. And that's like the 4 classic and festival menus. But then there is the living table menu.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, well, it's very clandestine menu, mm-hmm. because in fact, the classic and festival ones are like just like the normal dining room areas and everything. But this one takes place in the creative studio, in the R&D, the research and development studio that they have, the kitchen they have downstairs.
Okay, tell me more about that.
So you walk downstairs, a blue painted stairs, and you go through the cellar and you enter the R&D kitchen. And it's a large room with a large open kitchen and a table. A table with some covers on it, and each cover hides a secret.
Ooh, that sounds so interesting.
There are 6 chairs surrounding this white table, and the menu takes place there. The sitting is just there, and they cook the food literally in front of you, because you have, it's like a kind of a show cooking, but each part of the menu is also like remembering the past memories. That's what Chatruc talked about, emotions and making people feel emotions and remembering their past through gastronomy. And the menu just, they raise each cover, and underneath each cover, there is part of the menu. So a surprise.
Wow. Okay. So this goes way beyond just food. This is a full experience,
exactly.
for all the senses, really.
Exactly. And you can only have 6 people maximum per table, or you can be by yourself.
Okay, so even if you are alone, you can still go and enjoy the experience. You don't need 5 other friends.
Exactly.
Great news. And when you interviewed Eduard, the two of you talked about el bulli. And for the non-haute cuisine listeners out there, I can reveal that this is a major name in the gourmet world. Tell me a little bit more about that, Gerard.
Well, exactly. It's one of the major restaurants, or like one of the first ideas that every Catalan will give you if you ask them about gastronomy here in Catalonia. El Bulli, it's closed now. It just became a foundation, a museum about gastronomy and new techniques in the culinary world. And it was located, well, the building still exists, is in Rosas, in the Cala Montjoy, in a natural park in Cap de Creus, in Costa Brava. Like, idyllic place. Everything was magical, and in fact it was so magical that it ranked world's best restaurant a total of 5 times. Their first time was even in the inaugural edition of the ranking in 2002. And then it topped 3 every year between 2002 and 2010, and 1 year before their last service in 2011. So they couldn't go higher than being ranking.
Exactly. They didn't like fall off the ranking. They just
stopped serving. Yeah. It also had 3 Michelin stars. And why are we talking about El Bulli? Because the 3 chefs at Disfruta and Comparti are El Bulli students or El Bulli alumni. And they all met there. And it was under the supervision of, we didn't say the name, we didn't say who was the chef at El Bulli, but Ferran Adrià.
And who was he?
He was born in L'Hospitalet de Llobregat, just south of Barcelona, and he started working at El Bulli in 1984. So he didn't own at the beginning the restaurant, mm-hmm. he didn't create it. And he entered the restaurant when the establishment already had 2 Michelin stars. And through his process and through the time, he became the owner of the restaurant and obviously the top chef. And he's known in the culinary world for his molecular gastronomy.
So it's kind of like when you take a specific ingredient and then you transform it into another one. Maybe some listeners have seen that in some high-end restaurants they serve foam, but mm-hmm. then it tastes like something else.
Yeah, exactly. He was one of the pioneers of like this molecular gastronomy. One of his most famous words is the spherification, which is this kind of creating bubbles and extracting the taste of something and giving the flavor to something else.
And one thing that Eduard said was that El Bulli is El Bulli and Disfrutar is Disfrutar. So by saying this, he kind of is stepping out of the shadow of Ferran Adrià. But in addition to that, there are also many, many other prize-winning chefs from Catalonia, isn't that right?
Yeah, exactly. There are many. And one of the other big names here in Catalonia is none other than Carme Ruscalleda.
And for those of you who listen to Filling the Sink on a frequent basis, we actually mentioned her on the podcast about Catalan women for Women's Day. But just to refresh our memory, who was she?
Well, she is one of the most important female chefs worldwide, and she won a total of 7 Michelin stars.
Okay, so before we were impressed with 3 Michelin stars, but she has 7.
Yeah, she had 3 for her iconic restaurant at Sant Pol de Mar, which recently closed and reopened again under her son's leadership. Then she had 2 at a Sant Pau restaurant in Tokyo, mm-hmm. which closed recently in 2024. And then she also had 2 more at Moments, a restaurant at Barcelona's Mandarin Oriental Hotel on Passeig de Gràcia Boulevard, which in this one you can still go, and it's under the supervision of her son.
And what are some other examples of prize-winning chefs in Catalonia?
I'm going to say siblings. I'm going to mention 2 more, and they are 2 groups of siblings, Germans Torres or Torres siblings, and which they have the Hermanos Torres restaurant. And the other one, which obviously we kind of mentioned it before, Al Salle de Can Roca, under the leadership of the Roca brothers, Al Germans Roca, and it's located in Girona, north of Barcelona.
We actually also did a podcast on high cuisine in Catalonia at the end of last year, because Catalonia is actually the place in Spain with the most Michelin stars, a total of 70. I mean, the numbers just keep going up.
And in fact, it's going up, but Barcelona ranks 14th globally for Michelin density, according to the international food magazine Chef's Pencil. So please make sure to check out the podcast if you want to know more about where to eat and what's invoked in the haute cuisine gastronomy world.
And now, Gerard, I have the $1 million question. How do you book a table at Disfrutar, and how much is it?
Prices start for the tasting menu at €290 per person, and the living table menu, the one that left you speechless, if you are going by yourself, it's €1,050, and if you're sharing the menu, it's between 5 and 6 people, the price goes to €390 per person.
I see. And what about the booking?
They open 1 year in advance bookings online. So, for example, they are now opening bookings for June 2025, and you can book them online at disfrutabarcelona.com.
Okay, so that means that you have a full year to save up the money to go have this culinary experience.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the Catalan phrase of the week. And this week you asked Eduard from Disfrutar. So let's hear what he came up with.
So my Catalan phrase, it can be mai diguis blat si no és al sac i ben lligat.
No diguis blat fins que estigui al sac i ben lligat. What does that mean, Gerard?
Don't say wheat until it's harvested and safe.
Okay, so that means don't assume that
anything will happen until it has actually happened.
Okay.
Like, there is an English saying which is, don't count your chickens before they are hatched.
All right. And that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening. Please do subscribe to Filling the Sink wherever you get your podcast if you haven't already. Thanks again to Eduard Chatruc for speaking with us. Thanks to you, Gerard. And we'll be back again next Saturday with another episode of Filling the Sink about the Formula One Grand Prix. On behalf of the team here at Catalan News, I'm Lia Bilaeva, wishing you a great weekend. Fins aviat. Adeu.